Base your faith on the Word of God. It never fails, it will never lie, and it will be the foundation of your peace. Believe the Bible rather than your feelings. There is a sermon I have preached in response to a need which is far too prevalent among God's people. It is entitled, Why Do I Feel Guilty? It deals with the fact that there are two causes for a feeling of guilt. I may feel guilty because of unconfessed and unforgiven sin which the Holy Spirit is convicting me. If so, it is a beneficial guilt which points out a problem in my life that I need to settle with God. On the other hand, if there is no unconfessed and unforgiven sin in my life, I might feel guilty because of the accusation of the devil. Now that is a false guilt and should be rejected on the basis of God's promises of grace. The devil is the accuser of the brethren who accuses them before God day and night. He would keep you from faith in Jesus Christ if he could, but if you come to God in repentance and faith, receiving his forgiveness, the devil will try to keep you from the joy of the Lord. Your effectiveness for the Lord will be greatly limited if you listen to the devil's accusations instead of the Lord's promises. Distinguish between conviction from God and accusation by the devil. Conviction from God is designed to heal us. It points out guilt and leads us to repentance. It is like a fever. It shows something is wrong and urges us to seek a remedy. But accusation by the devil is to keep us from the assurance of faith and that peace of mind which comes by confidence that we are accepted before God. It is like a false labor pains of an expectant mother. It causes distress and anxiety, but it does not produce life. God has promised over and again that one who repents of sin and trusts Jesus receives immediate, total, and eternal remission of every sin. Now that promise applies to every person. It covers every transgression. It is repeated over and again that we might have absolute assurance that we are forgiven and accepted by God. Why, then, do we feel guilty? Well, we might feel guilty because we do not understand the scope of God's forgiveness. Now look back to the Psalms for that explanation. David, king of Israel, had committed adultery and then committed murder to cover his act of adultery. God's prophet pointed out his sin, and David repented deeply. You can read his confession in Psalm 51. God sent his prophet back to David with the announcement, "The Lord has put away your sin, you shall not die." Now why did he say, "You shall not die"? Because David was under two death sentences, one for adultery, the other for murder. But God's forgiveness was so complete that he was delivered from that dread sentence. Psalm 32 is David's response to God's assurance of forgiveness. He wrote, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputes not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Now notice the four words used here which refer to David's guilt before God. Transgression, sin, iniquity, and guile. There are 120 different words in the Bible to refer to our disobedience toward God. Four of them are named here that we might know that every one of them is forgiven completely and forever. Now look again at Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, noting the terms which refers to God's dealings with our sins. They are forgiven, covered, not imputed to us. That means there is total remission of every sin. The person who understands that he will not have a continuing guilt of sin will rejoice that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. You will be delivered from guilt when you understand the scope of God's forgiving grace. We might feel guilty also because we live by our feelings rather than by our faith. Now, where do you get assurance of peace with God? If it is by the way you feel, you're open to insecurity, distress, accusation of the devil, and a host of other spiritual maladies. Over and again, the Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. We could say with equal biblical authority that the Christian must look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It is a tragic spiritual blunder to base your sense of acceptance with God on what you can see and feel with the physical senses. The devil has the same access to your feelings as God does, and will keep you on an emotional roller coaster where you will never have assurance. So base your faith on the Word of God. It never fails. It will never lie. It will be the foundation of your peace. Believe the Bible rather than your feelings. 1 John chapter 1 recognizes the heart, that is the mind, emotion, and will, might condemn us. If we have no mental or emotional conflict with our assurance of acceptance with God, we can have great confidence. But if we have a denial of mind or emotion of that which God affirms in His Word, we will lack assurance. But listen to this statement. If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. That means God knows the guilt is forgiven even if our mind and emotions does not accept it. So do not call unclean what God has cleansed. When God declares you to be forgiven, accept it and begin to rejoice in it. Soon your mind and emotions will join you and you will have peace. Many years ago, the telephone rang at my house. I answered it and identified myself to hear a woman's voice say, "Please do not ask who I am. I hear you on the radio, though we have never met, and I have a problem and must talk to someone. I'm too embarrassed to go to my pastor, so I've called you." I said, "Tell me what you think I need to know. If I can help you, I'll be glad to do so." Well, she confessed an adulterous affair with a man who worked in the same suite of offices as she in our city. She said, "We're both Christians. We've apologized each to the other for being involved. I've done everything I know, and I must have peace." I spoke to her of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. She said, "Oh, I've done that. I don't think I could live with myself if I'd not done that." I asked her then, "Why is she still troubled?" And she replied, "I feel so dirty every time I think of it, and I condemn myself for becoming involved." I spoke to her of the difference between the conviction of God and accusation of the devil. She saw the distinction and gladly received assurance that the matter was settled with God. Now that was just what King David did after his adultery with Bathsheba. He confessed his sins to the Lord and received forgiveness. What God cleansed, he did not continue to call unclean. There is the key to the assurance of forgiveness. When God forgives you, forgive yourself. Father, we're so glad there's forgiveness with you, and we rejoice to come to you and receive relief from the guilt of the sin burden which we bear. We long that others will enter into that blessed assurance also. So deliver from the bondage of the devil those who live under his accusation. Grant them the joy of full assurance of forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.